For an industry that's so essential to our daily lives and the move to a net zero economy, most of us don't spend a ton of time thinking about it.
I don't think a lot of people know too much about the ins and outs of what happens with mining.
Yes, the mining sector. You know, the folks who provide us with the raw materials we need to build things like wind turbines, solar farms, batteries, and the wiring that's in, well, almost everything.
I don't know very much about them, but generally not compatible with a greener future.
Well, that's awkward, because not only is mining compatible with a greener future, it's integral to it. Hi, I'm Robin Stickley, the host of Why We Mine. And I'm excited to announce we're hard at work on season two. We're digging into, yep, pun intended, a lot of big topics like trust and what the mining industry needs to do to earn it from a skeptical public.
To gain and maintain the trust of stakeholders around the world, we have to share information, but I think we also have to be ready and willing to listen and learn in terms of what their desired outcomes are and what their concerns are.
We're also looking at the urgent need for critical minerals and why they're so, well, critical to the world's clean energy transition.
We are going to have to grow mining at a pace and scale we have never done before. In the next 30 years, we're going to have to mine more copper, for example, than we have in the last 5,000.
We'll even take on some Hollywood stereotypes and explore why mining always seems to get a bad rap in movies and TV shows.
Everything from Dune, right, when you think about spice on Arrakis, and even in the Star Wars stories running through to Avatar with unobtainium, it's mining.
So watch for season two of Why We Mine, presented by Tech. It's coming soon, everywhere you listen to podcasts.